Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into another edition of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. Very excited to bring back the Chicago Pizza Madness tournaments. Right when a lot of tournaments are ongoing. We rolled this out last year and it was a ton of fun. Had some great feedback. Mike, who was our winner last year?
Last year, our winner was Giorgio's up in Crystal Lake. We gave them a call to announce that they won after over 300,000 votes were made to get them all the way there.
So what were the total amount of votes for the entire tournament last year?
So the total was 330,000.
Wow. And, you know, the last one we did was the wing tournament last fall, and there was controversy.
Lots of controversy.
So do we have things in place to avoid bots or other outside influencers who might be able to sway the vote?
Yes, we have some people that are going to be putting in some registration questions to stop the bots from breaking through. And I think what we saw last year, there were a ton of votes, but it was all organic. It was like, you know, Downers Grove setting up a QR code throughout the town to get Dan's Pizza voted for. Things like that.
I love that.
Communities getting involved. So we're looking forward to things like that as well.
Yeah, if you are competing in this bracket and you did make our bracket, you really got to rally. This is a big time social push. You got to put it out there. You got to let your customers know. You got to let your community know. And that's your best shot at winning this whole thing. So this is a full bracket, folks. Much like the actual tournament, we have 64 pizza spots. We broke it up into four regions. Mike does a great job filling this thing out. And we have a city region, a local chain, a North Burbs, and a South slash West Burbs as well.
Yeah, and we got four additional places. This is kind of like our play-in round that we're going to do on Monday. So it's a 68-team bracket here.
We are doing a first four starting March 11th.
March 11th, first four.
And that'll
be
on WGNRadio.com and our Facebook page?
Correct.
And what are the first four?
First four, we're going to have in the city region, Pompeii versus Phil's. These were two that were highly suggested when we asked, hey, who should we put in the tournament this year, and got like 1,000 responses back. In the North Burbs region, we're going to have Joe's versus Marcello's Father and Son.
Okay.
Marcello's actually did pretty well in our tournament last year, so they're going to have to come out big this time. In the local chain region, Pisons and Beggars.
And then, Beggars, they lay it on thick and get that pizza at Sox games.
And the Southwest Burbs, South and West Burbs, shouldn't just say the Southwest, but that one is going to be Amato's out of Elmwood Park and Bartolini's.
Okay.
Yes.
Who are you personally going for, Mike? What is your number one pizza spot?
So in the last year, it's become Kim's Uncle Pizza out of Westmont. That is,
that continues to grow and get, and I see more and more posts about it. And it's a real tavern style, right? Real thin crust.
Real thin, like it's so crispy. It's the perfect crust, really, if you love thin crust pizza. The thing is, they open at 4 o'clock. You have to call at 3 o'clock to get your order in and to actually pick it up sometime between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. If you wait till 4, you're not getting your pizza till 7:30. That's how many calls they're getting.
There is your pro tip from Mike Piff. A Mug of Arrows. Mugs is my go-to spot. I think it's the original. The one I always went to, we went to growing up, was the one in Des Plaines, which would be Wolf and Central, which I need to rally my mugs because last year I think they only made it to the second round and then were bounced.
You know, they were in a different region last year, so I think they've got a better chance this year. They're also going against a new competitor. We've got 11 new participants this year.
So what are the 11 new ones? Do you have them all, Mike?
I do. Pompeii and Phil's are new. Roberts is new, which I think I tried here for the first time when you brought that.
Roberts
in.
Wasn't on there last year?
I don't think so.
I think it was because I love Roberts.
Maybe it wasn't,
but Roberts is a great spot.
Yeah, Middlebrow, Bungalow Middlebrow, one's getting a lot of pub lately.
That'll be a great, Vito and Nick's against Middlebrow is going to be a...
I think that's going to be fun.
That's going to be a good battle to start.
In the North Burbs, one of our new ones, Burt's Place, that one's one I heard a lot about last year.
Burt's is the...
That's like the original Pequod's, right?
Yeah, same. Burt was started at Pequod's, right? And then he started his own spot.
So a lot of Burt truthers are going to be coming out for that one. also, Uncle Jerry's out of Cary. Heard a lot about that one when we asked for suggestions. Another new one we had is Antioch Pizza. Now, we got 1,000 responses when we asked for suggestions. I think 500 of them were for Antioch Pizza.
Okay.
They came in hard. So Nancy's is another one. That's a John Williams favorite. And Connie's we didn't have last year, which I was surprised we didn't. But, I mean, that's another one you see at stadiums. And V&V Paisano, that one's out of Bartlett. Pizza Nova was another one I got yelled at about last year. You know, and I say this with love. We appreciate the passion of all of our Chicago pizza area lovers. We just can't fit everyone on there. That would just be like a two-month-long tournament.
Got to draw the line somewhere. And as Mike said, we did expand it with some play-in games as well.
Yes.
Play-in matchups, I should call them games. Okay, what else do we need to know? So the first four voting starts on Monday. It runs to when?
Runs till Thursday morning, and that is when our round of 64, our first round, is going to start.
Okay.
First thing that morning. And basically, the key dates you're going to want to have on your calendar are Mondays and Thursdays, or as each round goes. And this is going to go all the way till the first week of April. So we're going to be running basically like a week ahead of the NCAA tournament, which, it's more for us.
Tournaments have started, though. We've got postseason play in college. Choose.
Yeah, exactly.
So the first four starts March 11th voting and goes until March 14th
April 4th. The first round,
The first four
is going to go until the morning of the 14th.
Okay, yes. So March 11th to the 14th, and then the 14th afternoon we will officially begin the tournament.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yes.
And the first round will run from Thursday to
Monday morning,
which would be March 18th. Gotcha.
Yes.
So Monday to Thursday, Thursday to Monday. Easy to follow, folks.
So easy.
What have been some of your personal pizza spots you've been hitting up lately?
Lately, in Lombard, there's this Giannorio's that is like, if I can't get Kim's Uncle, which is very often these days, Giannorio's is a good call for me. I really want to try Middlebrow, but Peace, that's another favorite. We've had Bill in here talking about it, Bill Jacobs. Coal Fire just had our guy Billy Zerkat's pizza.
Nice.
He's got the Trippin' Billy series going again. Mm-hmm. So definitely check him out to see where else he's going to be. Yeah, man. How about you? What are some of the
doing a lot of D'Agostino's.
I haven't had Dags in forever.
Dags is great. We order off the one in is it off of Grand?
Yeah.
Off of Grand. So that's kind of been our go-to Friday night. We did probably a month ago go full tourist. We went to the Lou's on Michigan in the Wrigley Building, which is very cool. I don't know if you've been to that location.
A very cool spot.
It's kind of in the basement of the Wrigley Building. And we were just craving some good Malnati's deep dish, and it hit the spot.
It's so good fresh at the restaurant, right?
It is, 100%.
I mean, good otherwise, but still.
Of course, yeah. I rarely get it in Malnati's. Normally it's takeout. So I don't know. We just had a weird craving for the deep dish, and we went Michigan Avenue Malnati's, and it totally hit the spot.
Yeah. Should we go matchup by matchup here?
I don't know if we have to do all of them. That would be a lot. But
yeah,
good point. I would think that we did mention the Vito Nix Middlebrow.
That's a good one. Bartoli's and Roberts, I think, is going to be a pretty close one, too.
Totally different style of pizzas.
Yeah. There was a suggestion we got online saying you should only have thin crust on one side and deep dish on the other.
Oh.
It's hard to do that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, especially
because a lot of places do. Yeah. Like Malnati's, Yeah, Melnati's at the station here yesterday, and it was all thin crust, you know, yeah. So it's kind of tough.
I'm looking forward to seeing how some of our, like, deep runs we had last year, like Dan's made it to the Elite Eight. Quonset was another one.
Rosangela's has a big following.
Rosangela's did really, really well. Foxes, I'm interested to see how they defend their they won the entire right side of our bracket, basically. So I'm interested to see how those guys do. Who else do you have on your radar?
Aurelio's Tortorisi's, I think, could be a pretty good matchup as well. Who else here? Muggs is taking on Uncle Jerry's. I'm pulling for Muggs here. That's my personal spot. Barnaby's against Quonset.
Yeah, Barnaby's won two rounds last year, so I'm really
Didn't Quonset do really well?
Yes, Quonset.
So that could be a good first round matchup as well.
I think that's going to be really tough. You know, JJ Twiggs is one that I grew up with, so that one's going to have a place in my heart. See how far they go. I think they did two rounds last year. You know, it's these North Burbs places. I feel like their entire county gets behind them the further they go. And like the neighboring pizza places start like, you know, pulling for them too. I can't wait to see how this goes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are so spoiled with pizza in Chicago and around Chicago. I mean, just looking at this bracket, 64 different pizza spots. And really, if I know we have to draw the line, but we really could probably double the entire bracket
do
it. But there are just so many great pizza spots in Chicago and around Chicago and so many different styles. I know tavern style is kind of our pizza and deep dish as well, but you've got all kinds of different stuff.
We got some pan pizzas. We even got some that are like the double-decker pizza out of like Bill's and JJ Twiggs.
And Pieces and New Haven pizza.
Oh my gosh.
Roberts has its own style. So
you see New Haven pizzas making kind of like they're having a moment right now thanks to Paul Giamatti. I feel like every interview
That's
he
right.
does,
he was plugging it the other night, wasn't
like,
he?
He's like, the best pizza is New Haven style. And I'm like thinking of Bill Jacobs the entire time that happens.
Well, it's a ton of fun. We've enjoyed. We've done pizza before. This is the second year we're doing the pizza bracket. It is all brought to you by Career Vision. We thank you to Career Vision for getting behind the tournament. This is going to be a lot of fun. So thanks to the folks at Career Vision for sponsoring the Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament. It all starts Monday, March 11th. That'll be our first four, our play-in round, and then things will officially launch the full 64 pizza bracket on March 14th. So head to WGNradio.com on Monday and get your vote in. Check our social media pages as well, our Facebook page. And this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for it, Mike.
I can't wait to see the response, both good and bad.
Well, thank you for listening. And be sure to check out our Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament 2024, all brought to you by Career Vision. Thank you to Career Vision. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This is Chicago's very own Eats.